There are so many commons committees going on right now looking into stuff. But the one that kind of is making headlines, I think, this morning is this issue over the RCMP using spyware capable of activating microphones and cameras on smartphones. And apparently the MPs looking into this only heard about this when they saw the cabinet documents that RCMP used spyware, you know, to obtain data and possibly look at their devices. And they want to know, like, did you look at mine?
Commons Ethics Committee, their heads frankly exploded. As you mentioned, this was routine tabling in the last hours before the House adjourned for summer recess. And the RCMP disclosed they had been using this spyware. This is not wiretapping, Alex. This is the whole ball of wax. They install this on your smartphone so they can access every email, every photograph, every online banking transaction, every item of correspondence. The spyware can activate the microphone on your smartphone. MPs asked a simple question. We want a list of warrants, said the Ethics Committee, of any occasion where this has been applied to a member of parliament, senator, or staff, to which the commissioner of the RCMP said, drop dead. I'm not going to give you that information. MPs were understandably upset.
Yeah, Brenda Luckey is having a tough couple of months, but nonetheless, a couple of questions. How was this spyware getting on their phones? Like, how is it working? And I mean, there's a couple of different things here. I mean, if MPs are like every other Canadian citizen, why shouldn't they expect to be watched if they're doing something wrong? Or is it that the RCMP is like somehow sticking this spyware on and just not saying anything?
Well, installed electronically, and the police say, look, we have to get a judicial warrant. That's not a high bar to get a police warrant in this country. What's the issue with MPs? MP is the only friend you have. And if you're a constituent, ordinary Canadian, that's just the fact. It's not Commissioner Luckey, trust me. Your MP, whether you voted for that person or not, is the only advocate you have on Parliament Hill. And when those people say, look, I don't want to know the names so I can put it on my TikTok. I want to know this. We want to see this in camera. We need to know if there are certain politicians who are having the federal police spy on other politicians.
No kidding.
If you get my meaning, exactly.
Mm. Yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So, look, Commissioner Luckey's refusing to explain. Marco Mendicino says, don't worry, we've got protections in place. Next, I guess, question is, are we going to get a list? Are we going to find out which MPs possibly were looked at?
MPs have presented a motion. You're starting to look at contempt. It starts to get pretty hot, which is why there was sort of a kind of a touching naivete with Commissioner Luckey saying, yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't feel like it. Oh, you're going to feel like it, said at least three of the four parties represented on the committee.
Jeez, this one will be interesting because I'm sure that they'll get to the bottom of this one. No question about it. I'm going to keep an eye on that one. I love this story because it's just so utterly ridiculous. But the public health agency faulted in audits. So it's not even me saying this or you. Audits found that they mismanaged COVID multiple times, but they've decided to award themselves these heroes medallions to every single employee. We're talking 5,000 medals, which come in this velvet commemorative box, and it's all about their commitment towards pandemic relief efforts. I mean, honestly, like, you get rewarded for doing a crappy job.
Yeah, public health agency. We always say they have pride, but they have no shame. In this case, not only do they fail every single audit, we learn, and this is their own auditors, this is their own people with clipboards. Do you know what the public health agency's first course of action was when the pandemic broke out? They sent 80% of their employees home. It was the auditor saying, so you guys know there's a fire, right? So, and you're the fire department. You might want to get on that. They failed every single audit. They literally could not run a mask warehouse. There have been serious people question whether there's criminal liability at play here. In other words, should those geniuses at the public health agency have known that their incompetence and misconduct would result in injury or death? Well, you're not going to get an answer from the people who are now awarding themselves pandemic hero medals. They have no shame, Alex.
It is really true, because you guys have been doing a huge amount of the digging into where the balls were dropped, who did what, who like didn't deliver on what we were promising, because there was such a flood of information during the pandemic. I mean, who could catch all the information? But now, you know, we found out over the last couple of years that they made so many mistakes. And so to see them now rewarding themselves with these stupid little tokens, which are going to probably cost quite a bit, is not just tone deaf. It's just like they're delusional.
Alex, this would almost make Jesus weep. You want to contrast and compare. Someone else came up with a medal. You'll never guess who it was. It was mint workers at a factory in Winnipeg, Royal Canadian Mint Factory. And in 2020, they discovered they had some surplus stainless steel and nickel plating. They said, what do you want to do? And somebody said, I know, why don't we have a pandemic hero medal? And they said, great idea. And they made 129,000 medals. You know what they did? They sold them for $10 a pop. Staff volunteered their time to package these. Every dollar went to a charity, the Breakfast Club of Canada, to give a hot meal to poor school children. You compare that to these fake aristocrats at the Public Health Agency.
Yeah, like, you know who I'd send the medals to? Oh, I don't know, nurses, doctors. Janitors. I mean, there's so many people that deserve them before those people. Can't leave without talking about this. I mean, we're talking about the Canada Council for the Arts, which has always been somewhat questionable when it comes to who and what they subsidize. But now they say when they fund arts, they want to embrace social activism so that they can decolonize future for the arts. And so they spent $428 million last year in grants to things like books and drama and all the rest of it. But they only want the social justice warriors to apply.
And there's nothing that people enjoy more than government-approved political art. It really, they line up around the block to see it. Everyone enjoys it. God bless them.
It's true. Yeah. I will be curious when we start to see these works. But, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, it's $500 million. And, you know, I don't begrudge supporting the arts, but I don't want social justice art. I mean, I want whatever is qualifying. But we have to decolonize this country because we are ashamed of ourselves, I guess, for in perpetuity.
You can't have a free marketplace in art. I mean, I have dogs playing poker in the office. They don't want that anymore, Alex.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.